Nottoway Valley OM wrestling team getting things off to a pretty impressive start on Thursday with three dual victories, and Coach Brad Honnold is here to tell us about it. Coach, what stood out to you from the first competition?
Hey, you know, honestly, I know we talked in the preseason preview and talked about the young kids we had, but the biggest thing that stood out to me is our kids just came out and fought. You know, they had a lot of grit. We talk a lot about having grittiness and just getting through tough situations, and that's what our kids did. Our young kids really, really stepped up, you know, especially in the first duel against ACGC. I thought that was going to be a pretty tight duel. And to be honest, you know, we had two freshmen and a sophomore that started the duel off. Ashton Honnold at 220. We bumped him up to 220, and he went out and got a big pin. Trent Warner did his workmanlike work and had a nice win against a tough competitor from ACGC. And then Kean Stevie in at 113, another freshman. They kind of, you know, got the ball rolling. Kean ended up pinning a Slaybaugh kid from ACGC who's very tough. A kid that actually Tech followed him last year. So they got the ball rolling, and then our other guys just kind of kept it steamrolling, and that started the night, and that started the duel, and we just kind of used that momentum through the rest of the night and came away with three solid wins.
What's coming up next for your squad?
We got the home tournament, Coach Riley tournament this weekend. You know, we got 14 tough teams coming here. A few 2A and 3A teams with Knoxville, Clarinda, HST, who we will see in our district. And then, you know, the regulars of Bedford, Lenox, Mount Air, Clark, some of those, you know, and I've been looking at some potential brackets, and we've got a lot of kids, and there's going to be some great matchups here this weekend. So we're looking forward to hosting that.
Any certain things you really want to make sure you focus on improving? Obviously, quick turnaround here from Thursday to Saturday, but some things that you took away from your first time out that you overall think your team could do better?
Hey, you know, there's always things to work on and improve. I felt like for our first time out, we wrestled exceptional. We got the coaching staff has a lot of notes. We probably won't do a lot tonight, you know, to fine tune much. We'll just prepare for Saturday, but then we'll go back to the drawing board on Monday. And, you know, we got to work on some things on bottom a little bit. And then just continue to move our feet in the neutral position. You know, we scored a lot of points from neutral in defensive wrestling, and I want to see us be a little more offensive on our feet. But, you know, it's a work in progress, and it's a long season, and we'll just keep improving 1% better each time that we out, and it'll be good at the end of the year.
Any other real pivotal wins from last night or key matches that you haven't mentioned you want to talk about?
Sure. You know, Bradley Gebbie was a key contributor. He was getting beat pretty handedly. Actually attempted a move that we just had learned the night before in practice, perfected it, got the pin against West Central Valley. That was a pivotal win. And then two others that really stick out. We had two guys that, you know, maybe aren't looked at as the top dogs on our team, but gutted out real gritty wins, and that was our 120-pounder Slade Gettler, who we weren't even sure was going to be wrestling varsity before last night, and then our other 95/220-pounder Charles Rudolph, who you know, gritted out a tough 6-5 win in the final match of the duel against West Central Valley to secure the win. You know, that duel came down to the final match, and Charles brought the win home for us. So those were all excellent wins. But to be honest with you, we only lost 9 matches on the night. So I could talk about all kinds of great things, and every kid did a great job last night.
Good to talk to you, Coach. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your coverage, guys.